Okay. Let's stand here. Do you keep your Bibles open or your devices open at Psalm 130? We've got two mini talks for children and adults alike. The Psalms in the Bible are songs. We have a collection of 150 of them in the Bible, and they're like an ancient hymn book for God's people, which we still sing and say today. Most of them can also be said as prayers, and our psalm this morning begins in prayer. So verse 1, out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. Lord, help me. That's the basic request of our writer. Have mercy on me. He's not just asking, he's pleading with God to listen. And he's clearly in a bad way. Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord. It's as if he's stuck down a deep, dark hole with no way out. He's desperate for help. He's low and miserable. But he doesn't stay silent or just feel sorry for himself. He knows where to go to get help. And he calls out, Lord, help me. We then find out what's troubling him. And it's not what we might expect. This is his concern. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? If I asked you to tell me this morning, what makes you anxious? What really troubles you to the point of crying out to God? I expect you'd say a variety of things. The coronavirus, bereavement, bullying, finances, family, health, even holidays. All common concerns. But I wonder how many would say, my sins. And yet that's what's on the psalmist's heart and mind. And so I've been thinking about that question this week. What if God kept a record of sins? Of all the things that I do wrong. And I began to make a list. And at this point, I think I'm going to need a bit of help, actually. So if I could have maybe somebody from Climbers, a volunteer, to help me. You up for helping me, Seb? Thank you. Why don't you grab that end bit there and just start walking slowly. Great. Selfishness, laziness, greed, prayerlessness. Do you know this list just went on and on and on if you slow down? There we go. Brilliant. And, well, I even forgot to put some things on there. I thought of stubbornness and unfaithfulness and, well, it is really quite a long list, isn't it? And perhaps you've got a list as well. Now, let's just lay it down there, Seb, but don't run away because I'm going to need your help. Or you could just take a seat just there if you want. We'll roll it out again in a moment. Okay. These are just the things that came to mind. The list goes on and on and on. So, if you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, who could stand before you, a holy, holy, holy God? Surely no one. And it's a big problem because God the judge sees everything and he knows that I'm guilty. He knows that we're guilty. No wonder the psalmist here was troubled. This psalm, in fact, why don't you have a seat, Seven? I'll come back to you. Thank you. This psalm is a song of ascents, a song that God's people would sing as they ascended up to Jerusalem for one of the big Jewish festivals. And perhaps as they traveled, they asked themselves, how can we meet with God with our record of sins? And as we journey through life one day to meet our Maker, we may well ask, how can we stand before God with our record of sins? Wonderfully, the psalmist isn't just aware of the problem. He knows the solution, verse 4. But with you, there is forgiveness. But with you, there is forgiveness. God is willing and able to forgive all our sins. We may be down a deep, dark hole with no way to get ourselves out. But God offers a rescue, freedom, full forgiveness. The psalmist speaks of redemption, as Mike mentioned earlier, which is freedom by the payment of a price. And as Christians, with the blessing of the rest of the Bible, we know that the price that was paid for our freedom was God's Son. Jesus' blood shed for us on the cross. So, Seb, this is where I'm going to need you back, because I'm going to give you a big red pen there. And what I want you to do is just start crossing these things out. Just scrub them out with that red pen, any of them. Cross them through. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, why not cross all of them out, okay? Because that's what Jesus' blood does. It wipes out everyone, as we sometimes sing. Do you know, in fact, why don't you just stop a moment and write in big letters, paid, P-A-I-D, just over the whole sheet. That's quite small. Why not make it big? All of them are paid. Yeah, that's better. Brilliant. And then we can hold it up. Perfect. Okay. Oh, sorry about the feedback. All done, all paid for by Jesus. In fact, Seb, I think what you need to do is scrunch it up. Can you do that for me? Can you just, don't rip it up, but just scrunch it up into a big ball. Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. That's what I want you to do. Okay. And if you give it to me, that's exactly what I need. Thank you, and have a seat. I was thinking the other day, I can still remember 25 years ago when I was in Spy. We did this sort of thing in Spy, and we actually wrote down the sins and we burnt them up. And that picture stuck with me, just to show that they're all gone. I didn't think I could start any fires in here. But I thought we'd do something else, because the Bible has a variety of amazing descriptions for what God does with our sin. The prophet Micah says, he tramples them underfoot. Okay? It also says that he hurls them into the depths of the sea. That's what God does with our sin, okay? Because Jesus died on the cross. It says that he remembers them no more. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. Not that they don't matter. Our sin offends God. But because Jesus died, they're dealt with, they're paid for, they're cancelled. And so the writer of this psalm says, verse 4, but with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. You are respected, honoured. Not feared in terms of being utterly terrified, although God is awesome. It's not that we need to run away from him in terror. He's the one we've offended, but he's also the one we cry out to for help. He's the one we go to for a solution. So, we're going to have a break to sing a song, and then we'll come back to the second half of our psalm. And our third verse picks up on these great truths. Well, the musicians get into place. Why don't I share words from the third verse for you? The price is paid. The chains are loosed and we're forgiven. And we can run into the arms of God.